Statistics show that less than 0.1% of the world's population has run a marathon. By the end of this episode, I hope to be one of those.
Get active with Midlands 183, powered by HereMed Healthcare in the heart of Tullamore. Here when you need us. HereMed.ie.
On Tuesday, it was the usual gym workout, cycling, cross training. I did some yoga on Wednesday because I got a funny pain in the hamstring area, buckling my little lad into his car seat, so I didn't want to take any chances. Then I was on to Carl Egan and Physio Central for a final check-in on Thursday. Carl, I'm glad to say that I've come into you for once and I don't have a complaint or a moan about me. I think I'm okay to go.
I'm very happy with that too, Peter. But again, say the week beforehand, usually fine. I hear people saying it with the running club here all the time that you'll get these phantom pains, but they're the real before the race, you know, the little things that pop up. You get paranoid, you start, as you're saying, overthinking every movement you're doing in case something happens, but that's normal, you know. And the couple of things we're looking at with the knees the last day, they're still a little bit on the kind of sore side, but they're probably going to be a bit of just pushing through at this stage.
Yeah, I've shaved my knees because the last time I was in with Carl showed me how to tape my knees. So since I've shaved both my knees and I've been trying to tape it out as well. Yeah. So the taping seems to work.
Yeah.
I noticed it on the right knee, it seemed to work there, and then I was getting niggled on the left knee. So I'm going to tape up before I go for a 4K run now this afternoon.
Yeah, it'd be absolutely no harm. And nice thing with that if you're starting off and it is feeling reasonably okay with it and it's annoying you after a while, just pull it off, you know. Yeah. There's no hair there now, so
yeah,
it'll be fine. It'll be the least of the worries, I'm sure, during the marathon. Yeah. So last few things we're kind of saying, the big thing I'd say is don't change your routine at any stage regarding warm-up. Food, you were saying, I was asking about breakfast in the morning. Mm-hmm. I'd say keep everything as you know, try and keep it as close to what you normally do as possible. I do hear the odd time people changing things up regarding diet or what can happen sometimes is usually at these there can be a what would be like stalls and freebies being handed out the day before. Yeah. People get a new gel. They said, I'll try this tomorrow for the thing, and try not to do that.
Yeah, I've heard stories. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it, really. Resting time then after. Kind of, we're talking about what to do after. You'd be exhausted for 2 weeks after, I'd say. So don't try and push too much regarding back into the running after. Yeah. And
Carl, thanks so much. I would not be here at this stage without you, in fairness here. And because the time I got the tear in the calf muscle, I just thought it was a niggle and I'd run it off and all that kind of stuff. But I never heard of a grade 2 tear. If it wasn't for you diagnosing that, I actually wouldn't be. I probably would have made it worse.
Well, thanks very much, Peter. I'd say these injuries happen and it can be part of the training a lot of the time that injuries happen and they have to just be seen as part of the plan then at that stage. As I say, no one really goes through a marathon plan without some kind of bump in the road along the way. You had a pretty big bump, in fairness. When I was doing a marathon, I had a pretty big bump too. I had 6 weeks out, same as yourself. But again, you just need to plan things, change things. You were very strict with your cycling plan. You kept the cardio up that wasn't pounding the calf muscles, which will definitely stand to you. I wasn't as strict as that with mine at all, but, you know, there's always a way around things with injuries. And I suppose sticking to a plan, reassessing as you go, not kind of rushing back into things is the big part of it. And you did well on that, in fairness.
Thanks, Carl. If it wasn't for yourself and Physio Central here, we it wouldn't be possible. We'd have fallen probably at the third hurdle. But no, thanks so much, and being part of this Get Active journey and making it happen. And as you know, we're trying to raise as much as we can for Barristown, and we wouldn't be at this level without you. And I know Will Faulkner came in to you and he was absolutely thrilled with the treatment you gave him as well for his hip. So, you know, thanks so much, because I think if anyone is going to run a marathon, and that's one of the reasons why we're doing this. So if anybody ever wants to try and run a marathon from Cowshire Marathon, look at all the mistakes we made and look at the things we've done right as well. And you can take from that. But my advice would be to get yourself a Cahill Egan get yourself a physio, you know, before you start anything like that, go in, check in, and yourself, you've got a sport background, so that was brilliant to be able, you know, you were able to give from a sport perspective as well. So everybody, you're going to do this, get yourself a colleague. And
thanks very much, Peter, for a plug there. But it is important to, with these things, that the preparation into run the marathon is vital, and it can save yourself lots of weeks injured if you kind of get that bit of prep at start, bit of conditioning, stretching, start off. I usually had two people in there last week that are starting off training for marathon from zero, basically, and I'm probably not going to get them running for 3 weeks.
Okay.
I'll get them building up a base, strength, conditioning, stretching, build up some miles and legs, walking first. You know, they're really motivated to go, to go out running, you know, straight away. Shoes, watch, all the other things. You know yourself, there's so much stuff to think about. And signing up for a race, importantly too, to have a goal for. But it's been a pleasure having you in, Peter, and I wish you the best of luck at the weekend. I'll be on the tracker. I'll have to get your number off you and follow you along the way.
Carl, thanks so much for everything.
No bother at all.
Later that day, it was a gentle 4 kilometre run, and that was it. All our training done and dusted. On Saturday, we flew out from Dublin to Manchester, and when we got on the train from the airport to Piccadilly, the magic started after getting chatting to some wonderful people from Dublin who are also running the marathon, and they gave very generously to our fundraiser for Barrettstown. So big shout out to the Piccadilly train crew. The rest of the day was about taking it easy, getting some more carbs into us for our final meal, and then hitting the hay.
I run from every thorn to the very last
mile. I have me porridge by Ray's Fuel for the morning. This is going to get us across the line. Preparation down to the last. I bring my own tea bags with me, no matter where I go. You see these? I bring my own tea bags. Has to be lines. So they're not drinking that Lipton or Tetley's or whatever goes on here.
So we're just walking through the streets of Manchester at the moment, and we're heading down to get the metro out to Old Trafford. And it's a beautiful morning, actually. It's dry, there's sun coming through, partially cloudy, nice little breeze. Some might say the ideal conditions for running. What do you think, Chrissy?
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it? Yeah. Like, compared to the last couple of days, I thought we were going to be washed out. Brought all the wet gear. So yeah, just glad to have a nice bit of weather. Like, it's savage. So all set now.
Yeah, we're all set, ready to go. We're all prepared. We're all suited up. Thanks to KC Sports for the jerseys. Great being able to wear proud Westmead colours. Walking through the streets of Manchester with a tricolour on your sleeve, isn't it?
Absolutely, it's class, isn't it?
Look, we've done everything. We've done everything we can do. All we need to do is go, and people say enjoy. How do you enjoy a marathon?
Just get the job done. Just take in the atmosphere. The atmosphere is brilliant. From the crowds that's doing it and the people and spectating, it's just brilliant. So just enjoy the day.
I'm going to look forward to doing it, bringing everybody who's listening to this right now on this journey as well. So let's do it. Then it was time to squeeze into a packed tram with other racers and spectators. So the atmosphere is kicking off here. We're just walking up towards Cermak Busby Way here. Old Trafford is straight in front of us. Beautiful. Chrissy, you love that view, don't you?
Landfill site.
It will be soon when they knock it down, actually, by the looks of it, and build a new one. But sure, look, until then. But the atmosphere is building here. We're just off the packed tram. And it's starting to get real, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. There's the finish line, is it, just for right here? So,
God, you're right, actually, yeah.
Yeah, it's the finish line, yeah. All we want to do is walk under that gantry just there.
That's it. And it's just over, it's literally over there.
That's the aim of the day.
It's about 150 metres away, I'd say.
Yeah.
And yet we've to go the scenic route, 26.2 miles, to see that.
Yeah.
Walking past the bins here, and they're absolutely wedged full of bananas and water. Look at that.
Wedged full of bananas.
Absolutely wedged. But the atmosphere is just electric here, and this is only the start. So we're going to head for the event village, and I think priority number one is going to the toilet.
Yeah. Yeah, get our bags dropped off and just, yeah, then it's just a bit of mental preparation then.
Now you have it. The magic of the marathon continued when we bumped into a man who has a local connection to the Midlands.
And your name is?
Rod Kenna.
Rod Kenna, nice to meet you, Rod. Rod, yeah. Noticed our maroon-coloured running jerseys.
And
the tricolour on the sleeve, yeah. And Rod, you have a local connection to the Midlands.
My mother's from Turles Pass, yeah. She lived down the Tor Road. Lovely, my father's really. From Sligo, but they settled in Turles Pass. And obviously I've been there many times. It's a fabulous place, yeah.
Wow, and is this marathon number one for you? Or
it's marathon number one in Manchester. I've done the Edinburgh run three times.
Wow.
But I grew up around here, so yeah.
Incredible.
It could be my last one.
So we're here at start line, about to kick off. And I think the whistle's already gone. We have to start. But the start line is so far away that it'll take us a few minutes to get there.
Yeah, it's there's still pacers trying to jump into the middle and everything. It's packed, so we'll be another minute or two.
Wow. Well, I'm happy enough with that because we desperately need to warm up. Because our only warm-up was running from bag drop up to here so we don't miss our time. We're just idiots, to be honest with you. But we're all ready to go, all prepared. We have everything on us, everything we need. And just take it from here. That's all we can do.
That's all we can do. Yeah. Best of luck, Peter.
Thank you, Chrissy. Thanks a bit for everything. Wouldn't have got through this without you, lad. All your expertise and everything. So happy number 17th marathon.
Oh, just thanks. And just please enjoy your first one. This is the best day. Tell you, it's class.
Brilliant. I'm looking forward to it.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Off we went, and it was great to take in the atmosphere, the music. The funny signs people make up.
It's a lot of work for a free banana.
And the crowd cheering you on.
Thank you so much.
You on.
Oh, you're a star. Thank you.
Pizza. Thank you.
We're just approaching the city centre. 7K, is it?
Yeah,
7K. So far, so good. All is feeling okay. What about yourself, Chrissy? You holding up?
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Yeah, just the buzz is mental, isn't it?
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, it's class.
Yeah.
Just really enjoying the day so far. I know we're only 7K in, but yeah.
See, we have to say after 37K.
I know you said it.
Even though it's a party-like atmosphere, you get a reminder every so often of the dangers of actually running a marathon. When an ambulance needs to get past you quickly, you see people limping off the course, some with foil blankets receiving oxygen, and those being tended to by paramedics. It hits home pretty quickly the seriousness of undertaking a task like this.
Just at the halfway point, mile 13, and starting to feel the effects now. What do you think, Christy?
Oh, yeah. Struggling a small bit, won't I? But I'm not giving up.
No.
Not a chance.
Not at all. We won't give up. No. And
we're actually bang on time.
We are. We're doing pretty well, time-wise.
Yeah, we're doing really well. Yeah, look, we'll get there. Definitely get there. I'm not leaving. No way.
Now we have it. And look, when we're looking for inspiration, we have these. Anybody knows the story behind these, you know what that's about with Barristown. So we look down at that whenever we need a bit of a push.
Absolutely.
And a bit of a nudge in the right direction.
The crowds really are amazing. There were points where they just carried us through, roaring us on. And coming towards the end, you really have to dig deep to find the energy to keep going.
So right now we're at 33 kilometres of 42. Another 9 to go. And they say this is where the marathon really starts. So we'll see what happens. It's tough. It's challenging. Psychologically, physically, everything. The crowds are brilliant for keeping you going, though. They're absolutely amazing. And all the volunteers, all the kids out in the streets giving you jellies to keep you going, handing out water and everything. It's amazing. It's a brilliant buzz. People calling out your name. It's fantastic. So, with 9 kilometres left to go, we're going to reach for absolutely everything we have. And we're going to think about everything we've been through over the last 18 weeks. And we're going to think about Barristown, the boys and girls we're doing this for, what we've raised, and the difference that you're going to make in their lives after you've donated. So thank you so much. And that's it. We're done for the next while.
Check for the screen camera, ladies.
and we're just going to think about all the ups and downs, everything that's got us through it, and all the people have got us through it as well. Run,
boy, run. The Manchester Marathon registration opens in 2 weeks. I was thinking we'd go for it.
I have never ran 10 kilometres before in my life.
And having no endurance experience, I would be giving myself an awful lot longer to train.
I'm absolutely dying with the flu.
Feeling a little bit of discomfort in the right leg again. That calf muscle that popped during the 10k last week.
So you do have a bit of a murmur on the heart.
Chrissy, I'm not going to lie, I struggled. I struggled myself last week. You get weeks where your legs just aren't up to it, your head's not up to it. But you got it done.
No, my legs are going numb.
In 2015, leukemia came back and Ben passed away in June 2015.
There is a very good chance, I've just been honest, there is a very good chance that you were absolutely going to cause yourself ferocious harm.
I am actually on the floor in terms of confidence, motivation.
It's important, I think, that we do follow the plan, as it were.
Bit of a pain in my foot at the minute.
Run test number two, done and passed, thankfully.
And she said, you're after giving me hope that she's going to be okay.
What should you expect today?
See you with a medal hanging around your neck in the park.
Know your limit and know that it's a marathon, not a sprint.
No one really goes through a marathon plan without some kind of bump in the road along the way. You had a pretty big bump, in fairness.
Bump today tough. I struggled a bit mentally to get going.
Well, in Barrettstown, you basically press play on your toddle. You have to become the best part of you, comes out of you and really shines.
You can allow yourself to enjoy it. And on the last couple of miles, that's where the real buzz is.
Come on, lad, you're nearly there, you can do it.
You're nearly there and cross the finish line in less than 2 minutes.
So that's it. Cross the finish line. Done and dusted. 42.2k, but according to my watch, we did more. So I'm going to put that down as an ultra marathon. What do you think, Chrissy?
I don't know if you get away with it, but yeah, you can try. You can definitely try.
For me, that was incredible. I can barely remember the last 5 hours plus, and it's just amazing. The whole journey, the encouragement on the streets, and everything that keeps you going. It's just absolutely amazing. Like, just coming down off a bit of a high. How did you find it, Christy?
Well, I've never ever said this to anybody ever before in my life, but I told you so. It's unbelievable. I mean, like, the atmosphere around the roads today. And then, what was that place? Sale, was it?
Sale, yeah.
Oh my God, that was a party.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable. She would have stayed there. But no, it was incredible today. I found it tough, I'll be honest. But yeah, I'm just so proud of you for a start. Jesus, what you've come from zero to doing this today, and you were as strong as an ox, like, so just unbelievably proud, and proud of myself. I should be.
Absolutely.
Just delayed.
You gave me a lesson today in absolute and utter mental strength and the ability to come through a marathon. Reaching for all you can. Fair play to you. That was incredible.
I looked at the watch at 9.68 miles and I said, nah, this isn't for me. Today's not my day. And just channeled every bit of strength I could from everywhere. And I mean everywhere. So just delayed. Absolutely delayed. This is a medal I will cherish, because this is probably one of the hardest days I've ever run.
Wow.
So, and I've done 17 of these and countless halves and 5Ks and 10Ks and everything. But today was tough, so I'm delighted, absolutely delighted.
Fair play, you pushed on, you pushed through, and you're absolutely incredible. So, fair play to you, Chrissy, and I'm sure all the listeners will say the same thing as well. Well done. And for dragging me through it as well, fair play to you over the last 18 weeks. Mighty work.
Like, for the last time, I'm going to say it, just a hugest thanks to everybody for their messages, for their donations, yeah, for their care package, for everything. I mean everything. There's people like that I've never met before in my life wishing me luck. It was just an incredible day, and I just want to thank absolutely everybody, especially my wife, because, and Laura, because they have been
through the ringer with the two of us being sick, being injured, complaining. You name it, we've done it. And they just stood by us, and the two of them are home today, proudest punches the two of us. So.
Yeah, just, true.
It's great, and it's unreal to have that support. So, thanks a million.
And in fairness, they probably ran every step with us because we're at home worried sick, watching out for videos on YouTube. And so fair play to them. Yeah. But you can't do this without the support of everybody around you, you know what I mean? So big thanks to Laura and Mandy. Big thanks to the kids as well who are cheering us on, sending us on good luck messages. And all the listeners, people who have gotten in touch, family, friends, absolute strangers. We loved a lot of you. You've been absolutely incredible. We couldn't get through this without you. Every last person represented a step or more on this journey, so fair play.
Now you said it, and just the amount, the generosity and the amount of money that we raised just is mind-blowing, you know, like, people are just so generous, and it's for the best cause, like, you know, and it's just been insane, unbelievable, hasn't it?
That's it, and look, with all that money, Barstown can continue keeping that magic going and doing what to do for boys and girls all around the Midlands, all around the country, all around the world as well. They're absolutely brilliant. So a big thanks to everybody who followed us on this journey, and that's it.
Signing off.
We're signing off. This is it. Last episode. Done, dusted.
Been a pleasure, though.
The absolute dream, Chrissy. Fair play to you for being part of this as well, and everybody's part and followed us along this. And
I can only help you so much, but you have to run from the start line to the finish line yourself. And I can only give you little tiny bits of advice or whatever I can, where I can. I'm not a genius, but if I can help you at all, and like, but today you just absolutely bombed through that. So
fair play. No, it all helps. It all helps. You can't do it alone, I don't think. Anyways, big thanks to everybody for following us on Get Active, and this is where we leave it. Thanks so much. Final big thanks to everyone who came along with us on this journey. You, the listener, the messages of support, everyone who donated to Barstown, our family and friends, everyone who took part in Get Active from the start, our wonderful supporters, HearMed in Tullamore, everyone who took the time out to chat to us every week on the show and podcast. It's been an incredible journey, and we finally got the answer to the question we raised at the start. Can anyone run a marathon with just 18 weeks training? If I can do it, anyway.
Get active with Midlands 183, powered by HearMed Healthcare in the heart of Tullamore. Hear when you need us. HearMed.ie.